Welcome to the Marvelous Twos here on... Oh, no, Marvelous Ones.
No, we're short one.
We're short one. That's why I thought we were the Marvelous Twos.
Fernando Panther is not in the building.
Fernando has left the building.
He's never been... He didn't show up today at all.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, I don't think he liked your... You give him homework. See, I just tell him show up. You give him homework, and he's like, yeah, I don't do the homework thing. So we got some spoiler alerts that we're going to have to... We're going to have to
throw out... Every show is a spoiler.
Every show has spoilers. Next week, we're going to have some new music we're going to try out on you peoples and a couple other things. But definitely some spoilers, because I want to talk a little bit about the early goings of Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones. Season 2.
Season 2. I did binge watch it.
I only watched the first 5.
But you watched the first... Well, that was the homework, right? That was part of the homework was...
Watch some of the shows.
Watch the first 4 or 5 episodes. And I got into it, and I started just watching it, and I was like, I'm just going to watch it. Because
now
I'm retarded.
Now you're going to spoil it for the rest of us.
Well, I'm not. We'll just go up to the... we'll just go up to the first 5 episodes. I can do that. And then Warren also gave us some other homework. So let's get into the Jessica Jones. So I want to say this. I'm kind of glad Fernando isn't here because he'll probably think less of me. But I know he'll listen to the show. I kind of am finding Jessica Jones hot. She in like a white trash chick from Baltimore hot.
Right? Well, a chick from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, but yeah, but like, well, she doesn't have the accent, right?
No.
There's nobody in any of the Marvel shows that sound like they're from New York.
That's a very true point.
Right? Daredevil, no one talks like that. Even my lawyers didn't talk like that. Jessica Jones doesn't sound right. Not, you know, hey, you guys, what you doing, right? Like, I can introduce you to white trash from Brooklyn. They trust me when I say they don't sound like her. But the fact that she's like this drunk, we never see her in any clothes but like one pair.
Same clothes every day.
Same clothes every day. You know she sleeps in them because she's like this alcoholic. And I don't know, I'm mightily attracted to her.
We do know there's a shower in the apartment because we've seen it.
Yes, and we've seen her use it once in 2 seasons.
Yes.
Right?
It's got to be a little funky in there.
Yeah, a little.
Maybe that's why she got the eviction notice. It wasn't anything to do with the superpowers. It had to do with the super funk.
Her superpowers were stank. I said stank, people. STANK. You know, but like, all in all, I kind of, it's like, I like find like, think that she's like cute and like she doesn't have like a great, I'll be honest. I have never seen her like, she doesn't have a bad figure, but it's not like she's like, oh my God, an amazing figure or,
well, we
oh
don't
my God,
really
an amazing
know because
face.
She's always wearing clothes that never show off her figure.
You know, but she definitely has that like, I don't know, side chick maybe. I don't know. Send your hate mail to ken@ntnradio.com. that's how you get that out. So I think the season started out really good.
I do too. I've enjoyed it so far.
You know, I will say up to the first 5 episodes I was all in. I was intrigued. I will say this, that I'm not happy with where it goes from there.
Well, you didn't have to tell me that.
I know.
You said spoilers up to only 5.
Yes, up to 5.
Up to only 5. Now you've already went past 5.
I know. But, well, my bigger... Well, okay. I like that she's doing more of the detective work. I like that she's doing... I'm still not sure what the point of the lesbian lawyer chick is.
Yeah, other than just to get...
Other than to have lesbians on the show.
That plus... We're only up to show 5, so I can only say that it's either a political thing to show off lesbians and, you know, suicide for people who have bad diseases, or there's something, but you've already seen it all, so you would know this, but don't tell me, or there's something going to happen to her and she's going to become a super herself.
Yeah, so that's, I'm glad you put it that way.
So I see it as either a political thing or she's
going to
become a super.
Yeah, and I'm not going to ruin that. I want to talk about how you actually put that, where you said she's going to become a super herself. In the X-Men, we have them. They're called Gifted. in the MCU with, like, on television, they're called Inhumans. Now we have supers, which are all everybody's in the same universe.
Well, they all got their powers differently. You know, Daredevil got it because he got, you know, pooed on by industrial waste.
Mm-hmm.
Cage got it from experimentation.
Uh-huh.
Looks like Jessica Jones got it from experimentation.
Yeah, that's going to come out. So you were. Well, I mean,
it's already, yeah, by this show, you know, yeah, that's what it is. And then Iron Fist, you know,
got it from bad acting. Iron Fist got it from bad script writing.
Bad writing.
Yes, that's where Iron Fist got his superpowers from.
Really bad writing, yeah.
And Punisher is just angry.
Well, he's not a superhero.
But he's not a superhero. So yeah, I think that the Jessica Jones series season started out, and I like the character. I get a little confused, as Fernando would say, continuity stuff, right? And it comes a little further in the show. In season one, there were times where she was like really strong. We were like, whoo, she's really strong. And then other times she struggles with stuff. And it kind of happens again in this one. Like, I wish there was some kind of continuity thing of like, what's your strength? You know, I see that in a lot of cartoons. Comics, too, right? Like, where you see one time Hulk grabs Thor and throws him around, and Thor lifts up whole buildings, and then you see Hulk struggle to pick up a tank, right? It's like, you know, what happened here?
Yeah.
And, well, Jessica that Jones says that. Like,
yeah,
like, in season one, she lifted up a car, and in season two, she was struggling to hold it, a car, right? In the beginning of season two.
Well, it depends on how much she's been drinking.
Oh, you think booze adds to her super strength?
That'd be kind of cool. Or takes some of it away, one or the other.
That'd be kind of
cool. But she did punch her, you know, fist through a Tesla.
Yeah. So
I can't do that.
No, I can't do that either. I mean, you know, she's strong, and she seems to have some healing ability too, right?
Yeah.
We noticed that in Defenders.
Yeah.
In Defenders, she seemed to have, could take a pretty good punch, you know, and we also saw in Defenders that Luke Cage has some extra strength, you know, even though he has the impervious skin, he also has some extra strength with him.
I started to struggle with that, but then, you know, it never really, you never really got the true sense of everything he can do, even in his
right.
original show.
And you don't get that with Jessica Jones. The problem is that sometimes they make it like Jessica Jones can't do stuff that we just assume she should be able to do.
Yeah, she can't fly.
But she jumps really high.
Yeah, not as high as the other girl, though.
No. Well, you'll learn more about that lady's strength. I think we learn more about her strength than Jessica's in future episodes.
See, now you've done it again.
I did it again. That's what you get for not binge watching. But anyways, I liked where it went to about halfway through the season, and then I probably should have turned off a little, I don't know, or not taking it serious. But Luke Cage is coming back. I believe it's like 40, 45 days to Luke Cage.
Oh, I haven't kept up with that.
So. June 22nd.
Oh, that's pretty soon.
That's pretty soon. So that's more than 45 days. So.
Yeah. But it's still pretty soon.
That's still pretty soon. So
I thought that the next one out would have been Daredevil because they've been...
No, we've had too many Daredevil seasons already.
Well, they've been touting season three of Daredevil. Yeah. But at the same time, I have seen some still shots of Luke Cage here and there.
Yeah.
And one of them is the police officer whose name I forget. The one he
bangs?
Yeah, well, the one he works with. She lost her arm.
Yeah.
She's walking around with a cyborg arm.
Yeah. I like cyborgs.
You're going where I don't want to know anything about
no,
yours.
I just wanted to do that to creep you out.
And you did.
I did. I'm glad. So Luke Cage comes out soon. You know, with her and Luke Cage living in the same neighborhood area.
They're all in the same neighborhood area.
Well, they're all in New York.
Yeah.
Right? But they're all in different boroughs. That's one of the things about them. Right? That was a big thing with the Defenders, is it brought somebody from each borough. Four of the boroughs, right? Well, nobody really considers Queens anything, right? Queens is like an abomination. But anyway, send your hate mail to Ken at ntnradio.com.
He'll enjoy it.
He will enjoy it. He will promptly respond, I promise you that. So, I like the Jessica Jones, I think, is going good. I the storyline's interesting. I like that she's taking on cases. She's got this guy, the recovering drug addict from her, that was with her a little bit in season one,
his character's getting fleshed out a little bit.
Yeah, he's getting a lot more camera time and stuff like that. We're seeing a little bit more of inner workings on what's going on in her life, which I think the first season it was all new, right? I mean, that was like, ooh, well, all this, and now we're starting to piece things together and see, and she's trying to be a little more responsible. She has a landlord that kind of hates her.
Well, I didn't get that about his show five. It wasn't that he hated her. She tried to bang him.
Well, I mean, that doesn't mean he doesn't hate her.
He says, I can't hate you because you saved my son's life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I thought that was show six that happened. So, but he did try to evict her.
Yeah.
Right, so that's kind of hate. Right. Oh, imagine if you could just like bang her and then evict her.
I'm sure you've tried that with some of your girlfriends.
No, I don't have any tenants. But anyways.
Well, you're trying to evict the ones that just don't go home is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't even tell them where I live. That's the best way. So I'm kind of tossed on what I expect in a season three. I've seen the whole season. Warren, when Warren catches up a little bit, and I don't know where Fernando is on it, I'm going to guess he's staying home and binge watching it today. But it has a really good start. It definitely sucked me into the story where I couldn't stop watching it. Right? Like, I got locked. I normally don't get locked into binge watching.
I could have been watched it, but since we said we were going to go watch the first four or five, I found out
last week on the show that lying is just what we do to each other.
And we don't lie. We just don't really count real well.
Yeah, we don't do anything important. So, but Luke Cage comes out June 22nd, which is a ways away. I think the next big thing on our radar is going to be Infinity Wars. So,
Ant-Man.
Oh, Ant-Man's before Infinity? No, Ant-Man's after Infinity.
Ant-Man's in April.
I thought Infinity Wars was in April and Ant-Man was in May. Am I got that wrong?
I might have it backwards.
Okay.
You can check on that while we're looking at that.
I will. Warren, go ahead. Tell people what you told us to do.
Well, we had a homework assignment to come up.
Ant-Man is July 6th, so it's definitely after Infinity Wars.
I thought there was something in April, though. Anyway.
Yeah, Infinity Wars.
Is in April. What's in May at Memorial Day?
Han Solo.
Okay, so we don't have a Marvels in May. No Marvel shows in May.
I don't think so.
Okay. Somehow I got... there's a lot
April 27th is the release date for Infinity Wars, so May's pretty much going to be...
its run.
Yeah.
All right, so the homework assignment was go back and look at all the old sci-fi TV shows that you enjoyed over the years.
Oh, I had to enjoy them?
Well, why would you want to remake them if you didn't enjoy them?
Mm-hmm. Okay, go on.
So that was the thing. What are the five shows that you would most like to see remade in the modern era? Mm-hmm. So... I'll start with my number five, and we'll go to your number five, and we'll go back.
Oh, I don't have mine in any particular order.
Oh, well, I put mine in an order because
that's the kind of guy you are.
Yeah.
So how many number fives do you have?
I got two.
I love it.
No, I got
pick out your top
I got
five.
I got a number five and an honorable mention.
Oh God. Okay, go ahead.
So, because you guys got on to me last week about having you know two
Warren,
number
pick
tens.
Pick out your number five.
I'll give you my honorable mention first.
So I don't even
first.
Feel bad about only having three.
I will go with my honorable mention first. And that was Quantum Leap.
I never watched it.
It was pretty good. I thought it'd be a nice remix. That's one of the stories whose premise was time travel.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. My number five, true number five, was a $60 million man.
Yes, I that is definitely in my. That's the only one I have that I think should actually be a remake. I think what you can do with the $6 million man now. I mean, it had to be $6 billion to make it believable.
Yeah.
But
with all the CGI.
Remember when they did on the $6 million man, they had the $6 billion man, like towards the end of his run?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they had another guy who had these powers and he was more money, or he might have been the $60 million man or something.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was an episode. I remember that episode. And the guy had like blonde hair and he was way younger than Colt Seavers. I mean, I can't think of that guy's name.
Lee Majors.
I call him Colt Seavers from The Fall Guy. He might jump in up and drawbridge or Tarzan from a vine.
Yeah, but that was my number five. With everything they could do today, it would be an interesting show to see how they could pull it off.
Yeah, and they could have a lot of fun with it, and they did a lot of technology things, and I think it would be good.
But they can't go campy. It has to be just like that show was, you know, a spy show.
Well, that's the
where
problem
the Bionics were secondary to him.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of remakes of things right now is that they're very campy.
As in camp, in this case, it's campy no good.
Yeah, no good campy, right? So, yeah, I agree. $6 Million Man is the one that I truly would like to see a remake of. Go ahead.
Number four, Farscape.
Ooh.
You'd forgot all about that show, didn't you?
I kind of did. That wouldn't be bad.
I almost don't want it remade because I really enjoyed Claudia Black in that show.
Yeah.
But you had a puppet who was a main character and actually pulled it off better than the Muppets. Although it might have been done by Jim Henson, I have no idea. But it was done so well, you didn't really think of him as a puppet. You thought of him as a character in the story.
Yeah, that's actually really...
It's a good pull.
That's a pretty good pull.
You're over there looking it up, aren't you?
I am, because I, you know, it's like, oh, that's something that I didn't, you know, I that did not cross my radar as far as shows that I was thinking. So, that's a good one, Warren. I will give you that. Go ahead.
Number three for me, Babylon 5.
Okay, Babylon 5 makes my list, but it's not a, I wish they would remake it.
I do, because I didn't care for the way it ended. I would like to see, if somebody was going to remake it, they would probably remake it with a goal of coming up with a different ending.
Well, my thought on the remake of that is, I don't care about a remake as much as I want to truncate it at the end of season 4 and start the next generation.
Well, I'm okay with the season 5 and ending the show if you end it with a good storyline.
Yeah, the actors are too old to have the original people.
This is a remake. You wouldn't have the same actors.
Yeah, I know, but I think
some
the guy
of
who played
now.
Like Garibaldi, right, I know, but they
Garibaldi,
had a,
the guy who played
Garibaldi's dead. Yeah,
the
I
guy
know.
Who was Garibaldi's aide.
Yeah.
Was Flounder in Animal House?
Yes, he was.
He's gone.
Yeah, I would like to see that. I don't know, but I feel like it's kind of already been made because Deep Space Nine.
Oh, man. Deep Space Nine was better because of the way Babylon 5 ended.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd call them equal.
Like that was when you asked me about these things, right? Like, if you'd asked me what would be your number one show to have remade, right, a new version of, would have been Star Trek. Because I think with today's CGI and everything, but we have that. It's not the original Star Trek. It's not Kirk and Spock. Because they have all these things because they
didn't
do that.
They do in the movies. They do in the movies.
But they do in the movies, but they're still old. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I wouldn't touch that because...
And you got Star Trek Discovery one right now on the streaming.
And they have all these new
Star Trek. Which I haven't watched because I refuse to pay another however many dollars to watch yet another streaming service.
Yeah, so there's certain shows that I feel like, wow, I could have done a bunch of shows, but I feel like some of them have already done their own remake.
Like what?
Well, like Deep Space Nine is really just a remake of Babylon 5.
I won't argue against it, but I'm not 100% convinced.
Okay.
Two completely different story plots.
You say so.
Yeah. All right. My number two and my number one are both old school pools. Mm-hmm. I'd have to say that the majority of the people listening to the show probably never saw either one of them.
Okay.
But the number two is Space 1999.
Yeah, that's one of Warren's favorites. Solid show.
Solid sci-fi show. Nowadays, they could remake it, even using the same, you know, spacecraft, and they could remake it. It looks so much better. And because of the way they could do it, I think the trip that they made on the moon would come off a lot better. They tried really hard, but it was at times it was so fake, but it was still fun.
Yeah. Right. Well, it was definitely a show that lets you dream. Sometimes there's shows, right? And like, and this is kind of what I thought with like when the Inhumans did that whole thing on the moon, right? Is like right now I feel like some of the shows you can't remake because where we are is way different.
But you'd remake it as Space 2099.
But I mean like, all right, Space 1999. But instead of them on the moon, you got to put them on a moon of Jupiter.
Yeah, you could do that.
You know, like you're moving them pretty far away and stuff like that. So I agree that it's a good show. I think it would be a better show with what they have now. I don't know if I would say that made my list.
Well, these are the things we'd like to see personally.
It's Warren like to see. Yeah, don't put me in on that.
And my number one, and if anyone other than me and now you, because I turned you on to it, have seen this show.
Yeah, I know where this is going.
Send me an email at warren@ntnradio.com.
You never checked his email, so you're safe. He'll never hit you back.
Or tag us on Facebook on the Marvelous Ones.
Yes. Post it on the Marvelous if you've seen this one.
If you've seen this show, I'll be extremely surprised. It was on for 2 years, I think.
Oh, I will have to look that up because I don't actually know.
UFO.
Yes. Two seasons. A total of 1 year.
It was a futuristic view of 1980. from the 1967 or 68.
Actually, I think it was only one season, but a very long one, right? 26 episode season. Yeah.
It was.
Has a lot. First off, the music's solid.
Music is solid.
Don't change the music.
No.
Don't touch the music at all.
The costumes were crazy, but fitting for what you had thought would have been futuristic.
Yeah, definitely had the Logan's Run costume designer involved in it somehow.
The automobiles and the spaceships, it all fit to what you would have thought the future might look like on Earth.
Which was just completely wrong.
But it was so cool.
But it was cool. You know, when you watch it, you know, it ran from 70 to 71, and then they had one final episode in 73 I'm looking at here.
It was about a super secret organization defending the world against alien invaders flying in on UFOs.
Yeah, I believe the super secret organization was called Shadow. Because in the 60s and 70s, everything had to have an acronym name.
Yeah.
Right. So Shadow was definitely.
It was hidden underneath a movie studio. So if they brought stuff in, it just looked like another prop.
Here's Shadow's acronym. This shows you how cheesy yet good this show is. Supreme Headquarters Alien Defense with a C, Organization with an S. So it was definitely an English British show.
Yeah.
Because they spell everything wrong. That's what you get. But it was out of the United Kingdom. It was done in what they consider English. We kind of call it gibberish.
And it had an American as the lead, or somebody speaking American English.
Yeah, I don't know
with
if
American
he was.
Accent. But the show was.
Oh, he was. He was from Brooklyn.
Oh,
born.
He had the Brooklyn accent.
Brooklyn, New York, and went to Boston University. But yeah, he went to Brooklyn. He was from Brooklyn, and he goes over there and he speaks the good English.
So if you were to take that show with, it was. This is one of those shows that was not trying to be campy. It wasn't campy, but there was just enough of futuristic stuff in there that if you played it wrong, it would have been bad campy. But they didn't play it wrong. The writing was solid. The score, the music, the, you know, all the effects were solid for the time and hold up. We've been watching them a little bit here in the studio.
They hold up even today, which is stupid. They're pretty good. They have some of the technology stuff right. And the one thing, again, movies and sci-fi, everything missed the cell phone, you know, the smartphone.
Except for Star Trek.
Not really.
No, Captain Kirk flipped the phone. He had a flip phone.
Yeah, but it didn't have all the information in it. Right?
He had the tricorder.
Well, the tricorder just did medical stuff.
No, it's tricorder because it did multiple things. It did three different things.
Yeah.
It
tried to record the medical stuff. That's where it actually got its name. So, yeah, that's definitely a solid one. I know you like 1999, Space 1999. I didn't look at it as shows that I wanted remakes of. Because when I looked at it...
Well, like, that was the assignment. Remakes.
I know, but the last assignment was 10, and he did 9, you did 11. So I figured the rules... I had no idea what to expect out of the rules here.
There are no rules.
So I'm going to add in a couple that I would like to see. I want to see a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh season of Terra Nova.
Yeah, I could live with that.
But I don't want it to be stupid Terra Nova, which they started to get to in the end of season one, which is probably leading to that it's not worth the budget. Make the planet a character. I don't care about the guy's son. Make the planet more of a role.
Kind of like what they did with Defiance.
Yes, right? More Defiance. And even Defiance got a little too... when I watch
if we go back and look, I bet you we could pick the episode where they cut the budget.
Yep. And we could also just pick the episodes where kind of the writers knew the budget that they were getting cut. I feel like Terra Nova, if you gave the planet more of a more interaction between the quote home planet. Current day Earth, if there had been more interaction between there, like I like the isolationism for 6 months or whatever it was, like they only got there like twice a year or something.
Right.
I mean, I like that. I would have liked that show to start a little bit more with just the one guy surviving there. They had the possibilities of cool dinosaur type creatures and they had cool vehicles and stuff like that. But they spent too much time on this guy's son that nobody really cares about.
Yeah.
And they got too wrapped up in not really they tried to make it into a sci-fi murder mystery instead of a murder mystery happening on a sci-fi.
Yeah. They had their own Carl.
So that was one of the shows where it's not so much, I think it could be saved from where it left off.
It could. But
it could be, but...
I don't think you get the same cast, so you'd have to start from the scratch again.
Yeah, so you'd have to start from scratch, but I would like to see that remade with different writing, taking it in a different direction, taking it someplace I was more fascinated, and just to let you know where I look at these things, I was more fascinated with the planet and the landscapes and stuff of Avatar than the blue people.
Right. Well, that's where the planet was a character.
Right, the planet was a character.
Could have done that with Terra Nova.
You know, it doesn't have to be like lifeblood like it was in that.
No.
But just that the planet brings you challenges. That, like, to me, they spent way too much time in their base and real close to their base and not enough time exploring the planet and fighting the animals and being isolated and you know what I mean. So that's kind of, I don't care about the diseases and the this and the that. I mean, I do, but I think that all needed to take a backseat to more of the planet. More stuff had to be revolved around the planet. A couple missing people, yes, got fine tracking, you know, something like that.
Yeah. So it was another one on your list.
The $6 Million Man. That's probably the only one I truly want a complete remake of. And I agreed with you on Babylon 5. I didn't like the way that worked. A show that just got ended that I want to see continued. So this one definitely everybody's around to save is Dark Matter. I don't know how Dark Matter got cut and Killjoys is still going.
Oh my, Killjoys is horrible.
It's gotten bad. I think the biggest problem is they were both running the exact same plot line at one point, you know, a war between trade federations. I don't understand why every sci-fi writer thinks the universe is going to be divvied up into
corporations,
right? Yeah. I don't know if I fully understand where that all comes from, other than their hatred. They need a bad guy, and they make the bad guy.
Because writers are Marxists, right?
Yeah, pretty much. another show that I was...
See how you are.
Another show that I didn't like, ending, that I thought had a ton of potential, and I think a remake of it would be pretty good, was Alien Nation. Recently, we saw Bright, and I hated Bright.
You know,
I loved Alien Nation.
I looked at Alien Nation as one of my remakes.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get it to fit in the top six. Well, top five plus honorable mention.
Yeah, plus top six, right? Already, people. Now he's going to be six with an honorable mention. I really enjoyed that show.
Fernando sent me his top five.
I don't care. We're almost out of time.
Fernando's was $6 million.
No,
Escape.
That's how you get muted. I said I don't care. I turned you off. Shut up.
He had the same ones I did.
Shut up.
Exactly in the same order as I
am. I'm sure he did. I thought Alien Nation.
Yes. I wouldn't mind seeing it as a remake as well. Like I said, it was one of the ones I considered, but I just didn't fit it in my list.
Yeah, because you're too busy with your weird ones.
and my one's final, no one my fi- no, one's no one have ever heard of but me.
My final one was V, the original V.
They did do a remake.
They did, but the and remake
I thought it was I thought the remake was a little bit better.
Oh, see, I didn't. I did not like the remake.
I'm trying to remember when the remake came out. It wasn't all that long ago, was it?
Oh, I don't know.
Then the last 5 or 6
83
years.
Was the original. Yeah, they had a remake in 2009 through 2011.
Okay, so it wasn't that long ago.
I didn't like it. The remake was not... It just wasn't...
Didn't work for you.
It didn't work. I thought the original... And it could have just been the time, you know, because I was a young kid. That was just like, aliens are here, you know. And it was like not too far after Roddy Piper had that movie, That They Live. Right? You know, so...
That's another old pool.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm all in on that stuff. But I thought V. But really, 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 if you had to say to me one that I definitely wanted... Over everything is, I'd like to see more seasons of Terra Nova with a better writer.
So you want that over $6 million Man?
I want that over everything.
Wow.
I really like the premise of that show.
I wouldn't mind it, but it wouldn't be, it'd be in my top 10, 12.
Everything's in your top 15, so that doesn't even count.
There you go. I said toward that.
So that's kind of where I am. I hope this show didn't bore you too much. Now, normally we poke a lot more fun at each other, but... Warren had like a serious topic.
And Fernando's not here.
But if you think we missed something, you can always email us and stuff like that.
And if you've ever seen UFO, anyone that's seen UFO other than me and now Phil.
Warren will actually send you an autographed picture of Warren. If you do that, we'll do that. You'll be the one and only person on the planet with a Warren autographed picture thing. I'm kind of surprised Warren Buck Rogers didn't come in your list.
No, because I don't want to ever see Aaron Gray replaced.
Yeah, that's kind of... And Twiggy. So anyways, we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Or can we say that?
No, that's copyright protected.
That's copyright protected.
Same marvelous channel, same marvelous one.
Same marvelous one, same marvelous channel. We'll be back next week with some new tunes to start it off.